Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
You're listening to Brain Jam, where comedy meets learning. Get ready to be immersed.
And yeah, that's why I told Brenda, if you aren't breaking the shakes, then don't give me the ice cream. You know what I'm saying, Gavin?
No, not a clue. I don't even know what break the shakes means.
This is the part where, you know, we're in the music.
You don't have to say that. You just...
Okay.
And roll the intro.
Welcome, but hold on a second, Gavin, get your stuff ready, like your fun fact and whatever. Welcome everyone to the podcast, I'm proud of you, of riddles, mysteries, conundrums. This is Brain Jam, as you've heard just a second ago, where we discuss anything at all that piques our interest on topics and subjects that'll make you think. At the start of every episode, there is a gimmick. I have my secret agenda, meaning I try to make my co-hosts say or react to a particular thing related to my own agenda. If it's close enough, I'll tally down a point. And at the end of each episode, we tally our points as the brains of the podcast to see who the season winner is. And as you know, by not the title, by me telling you, that this is the final episode. It's the finale.
Woo!
Exciting. Exciting stuff.
Yeah!
He also gets three chances per episode to guess what the agenda is once we start the topic. And if you hear this sound, this means him, that guy, said the agenda.
Hi. Hey, yeah. So I just realized we're tied, right?
How many points do you have?
Let me flip through my pages. If my calculations are correct.
They're not.
This is probably a good thing to figure out right now.
Yeah,
it's
really going to determine.
Four, and you also have four.
Yeah, you're right.
So we either tie or I lose. That's what...
Wait, we haven't decided what we would do for a tie, did we?
I don't remember. I think we'll figure it out. But
we'll figure it out if that happens.
If it comes up,
But I don't trust that. My agenda's too good. I definitely have one picked out. You, sir... fill our quota for learning before the jar gets us. Oh,
right.
Holy jar.
What do you want to hear first?
Attack us. All three at once.
All right. So the daily fun word fact of the questions is...
Keep going. I like it.
Did you know that polar bears, the word is behest? Behest? Wait, hold on. I don't have the question. Hold on. There we go. Did you know that if you won, the polar bear behest is white, but actually skin's underneath black, you won $1 million? What would you do with black behest word of the bear?
Yes, I didn't. And to answer your not question, I don't believe that red would be the suit of color for such polar bear underneath that word.
Okay, so the fun fact of the day is polar bears aren't actually white. Did you know
what?
That?
They're albino?
The fur is white. But their skin's actually jet black.
What?
Isn't that cool?
Hold on. Skinned polar bear.
Skinned might not be the best word.
You're right! Whoa!
Okay. Oh. I thought it'd be like
actually,
violent.
No, some of them are kind of... No, I see the what you're talking about. The shaved polar bear.
I just would have put hairless polar bear.
Yeah, shaved. Don't put skinned. But,
yeah.
Ooh. They look... Ugh. It's kind of creepy.
I actually do want to look this up, too. Hold on.
They're, they kind of look like a raccoon.
Oh, my gosh. They look like a...
Yeah. They look like a big...
They look like a kangaroo.
Man. They look like a big man that has, like, a lot of elephant...
It's kind
of
funny.
Like, characteristics. But he has a weird mane. I don't know. You'll see it once you search it up. But, yeah, that's weird. Yeah. That is very weird.
Sorry, I have a little bit of cough still. I'm just getting over a virus, so.
Don't apologize to me. Apologize to the listeners
Sorry,
that have to hear that.
I'll try to mute anytime I cough.
I won't.
The word of the day is behest. Do you know what
behest?
That means?
Spell it for me.
B-E-H-E-S-T.
B-E-H-E-S-T. Okay, so you're going to behest. It's like behead? But instead of the head, you slice off your grundle?
What's a grundle?
I think you can put two and two together to figure out what I mean by grundle.
You're wrong. Behest refers to either an authoritative order or an urgent prompting. So, for example, at the behest of her friends, Marcy read the poem out loud. Or the committee met again at the senator's behest. It's basically just like
the authority telling you to, you know, slice off your grundle.
Slice off your grundle. Yeah. You know?
I see. That's a lovely word. Behest. Yeah. I will use that once and never again.
Yep. I'll forget about it. And then question of the day. And let me know if we've done this before. I don't think we have though. If you won the lottery with the prize of $1 million, what would you do with it?
I would buy 1 million genie lamps. What about you?
I didn't know genie lamps were only $1 each. That's crazy.
Oh, yeah, at the bargain sale.
Kind of boring, but kind of realistic. I'd probably pay off my car, move out, invest, buy Bitcoin. I don't know.
How much is Bitcoin? Hold on. One.
I have no idea. It's probably $1 million.
Bitcoin. To US. It's not a million, but it is 100,000, 10,000, 6,807. 90
I could buy
cents.
10 Bitcoin.
I said that very strangely, but yeah. You could buy almost 10. Or 9 plus X.
I think, yeah. Just pay off car and get a
you
nice
think?
House. I think that's what I would do.
Yeah, I mean, well, okay, well, give me a fun thing you would buy.
Probably Legos, you feeling... honestly. Or,
That's fair. I don't...
Maybe I'd
like
get
that.
A new car, actually. I don't think I'd pay off my own.
Just sell it, yeah.
I would just sell my car and get a new one.
What car would you get? Wait, actually, don't tell me. I don't want to know right now.
Well, good, because I don't really know what I'd want either.
I didn't think you would, but I have a... never mind. I have an idea for later episodes, but it's not relevant.
Okay.
Did you say all three?
Yeah.
Cool.
At the same time and individually.
I'm proud of you.
So
the jar is pretty pleased. He will not strike us today.
I love pleasing the jar.
Or they.
You know, there was a guy that did that once.
Really? What happened to him?
I don't remember. I haven't seen it. I just know of it. Well, I'm still
I'm
in
glad
Wordle.
You haven't seen it. I wouldn't want to see it either. The Wordle? What?
Don't worry about it. All right.
Okay.
I'm ready,
so,
senor. Wait, do we...
I'm not. Like, I'm kind of... well, here. Yeah, I need to tell you about my life. And I'm going to try and insert it in a small... what's the word?
Talk.
I'm just going to make it fast. So, I feel like every episode, you and me, we always come back from a trip and we're like, yeah, it was good. Well, I went on a trip. It was good. Yeah. Funny thing kind of happened. We went to a condo when we got there and it wasn't the right condo. We figured that out like an hour later. Luckily,
I remember,
the people that were renting that out didn't come in. So, yeah. Would have been an awkward 12 in the morning conversation, but nope, we avoided that. One thing that did suck was that when I was sleeping, on the bunk bed, I was going to say hammock, but there's no hammock there, is that it's not long enough for my big boy body. It doesn't
they don't make beds
compensate
for skyscrapers, so
You got me real deep, man.
Just sorry.
It's okay. It's all right. I'll get through this. I got a therapist. Or a psychiatrist now. Yeah, that bed, it wasn't long enough. So I had to put my feet on top of the bed's, the base? What's it called? The thing in front of the bed that's like wooden.
The foot of the
bed? The frame.
The frame of the bed.
Yeah. And funny enough, if you sleep with your legs kind of suspended upwards, it hurts your back a lot. And yeah. I've been known to have back problems, so my lower back has been feeling it randomly. Yeah, I felt it today.
That's awesome.
Not great. It's awesome, actually. Sorry. It was fun. Water was cold, but not too cold. Actually, it was pretty cold. And now I know how the people in the Titanic felt when they went in the ocean. It's very comparable. But it was still fun.
I don't know about that.
I worked on some homework. No, it's the same thing. We had the same experience.
Pretty sure they froze to death.
I'm pretty empathetic. Empathetic. I know how they felt. That was good. I got my wisdom teeth taken out. Right.
Right. I forgot about that.
It's been so long. That was good. Sorry, go
your
ahead.
Face
lady.
Back to normal. It should be, right? Like nothing.
I mean, you kind of saw it the other day, but yeah, it's back to normal.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sure did.
Thanks for questioning if my face was back to normal. It is.
I'm glad.
What's the word? I hallucinated. It was really cool. It was a unique experience, and I was lucid enough not to like say my deepest, darkest secrets and reveal all of my inner machinations. So,
which is a real shame.
But it is a real shame for you guys, but yeah, I'm glad I was aware enough, because right after I got disconnected from anesthesia, because I had it in the catheter. I didn't have like the Hollywood mask on. I just had that in me, and then I think is when they rolled the wheelchair over in the operating area is when I regained consciousness, and I was like, oh, I'm loopy, but I know where I am, so you can't tell me anything or ask me anything. But yeah, that was fun. The Nine Inch Nails concert, dude. That was so good. What did I tell you about it? I don't remember telling you much.
I don't think you really told me anything. Yeah, all I know is that you were good. There.
I was there. It was so fun. This was my first concert going alone, but that was totally fine because there's just some people you would always meet at a concert that were cool. Nine Inch Nails, if you don't know this, is making the soundtrack for the next Tron movie. And that was a big premise for this show, or like tour, I guess. They played a lot of new music from the soundtrack. And so they, first off, the concert started off with a DJ called Boys Noize. You probably know them because he collaborated with Skrillex and made like house music or whatever. And he played a lot of his own music and then Tron stuff. And then Trent Reznor, which is the singer in the band, he started off, he was playing acoustic music on the piano in like the B stage area. And then he slowly transitioned to the A stage with his whole band. He did some choreography, like some dancing, and then the visuals were so cool because they were all like synced to the show. You'd have to be there, but it was awesome. It was amazing.
Sounds fun.
Definitely top five, but yeah, it's good. I worked today.
So did
work
I.
Was, yeah, it was what it usually is, a lot.
Yeah.
I had to pass off. So we have like three main areas at the Plasma Donation Center. I'm not going to tell you where I work at so that I can remain anonymous within the social confines that comes to this work's policies. But I had to pass off in the lab for the opening specifically. I was pretty confident going in there. I had to like write down what everyone said because there was no like guide. What's the word? Just like questionnaire, you could say. Like a little, like, study guide that you would be given usually when training.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
And so I just wrote everything down, and I was pretty confident, and I was like, going in, I was like, hey, coworker, let's name him Bob. Bob. I said, hey, Bob, look, this is everything, right? I was just wanting to make sure, clarify that this is all the information I need to know when passing off with the quality department of our plasma donation area thing, place, whatever. And he was like, yeah, no, that's not all of it. And he showed me his own booklet. And apparently, because I looked through the booklets they had in their cabinet, because those lab guys just put them in there. And I'm like, oh, I need to know a lot more. And I only knew like 1/4 of the knowledge I was supposed to memorize. So I had to cram in for the next 2 hours before I got passed off. Luckily, I passed, but
good.
Boy, I had to speedrun it. I'm surprised. No, I'm not surprised I passed, but I
was just, you've been there for a minute now, so.
I was just shocked. Yeah. I think I have to recertify 8 different things per year. Because we got the opening for areas and then the areas themselves. And then I got to pass off for my training specifically. And then for like testing the equipment calibration for when I screen people with the things called like the refractometer and this, what's the other one? Hematostat. Mm-hmm. All fun stuff. But yeah, that was my life. I'm done.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm good.
I think the only notable thing that I've been up to is our trip with Fury.
Was that? Oh,
I'm pretty sure we
that?
Haven't recorded since before that trip. So, right?
Well, I don't know anymore. I don't really remember anymore. I'm not confident.
I'm not.
Did I mention the teddy bear last time? I feel like I did.
I don't remember. I mean, I'll just talk about it briefly.
Okay.
Just in case we have talked about it before. So basically, the person that made our intro, his name's Fury. He a great guy. He makes mashups and stuff, and he makes his own music. Cool guy. Really cool guy.
He's really cool.
It was kind of, I wouldn't say super last minute, but it was kind of
it was
spontaneous.
Last hour.
It was kind of a spontaneous thing. We just asked him to like come down to where we were, because he lives in like on the other side of the country from us. So we basically invited him down here and to go camping, and he's like, sure, why not? So he came down, we hung out for a few days. The first night we just stayed at your house, and then we played Monopoly, it was fun. We played Monopoly. He's loud.
he is pretty loud. I didn't know he was so loud. He says he's gonna say I cheated whenever we have him on eventually.
Probably
controller. With
you
kind of
did,
wanted.
But at the same time, like it gave me a win.
I didn't
so
touch
I can't
his controller.
Complain. I can't complain.
I can't complain either. You lost. I just screwed over.
Anyway, and then we went camping the next day. I had to pick him up from the airport, which was fun because I've never done that before. I was kind of like, I don't know what to
learning,
do, but I
learning the
I figured
ways
it out.
Of the.
I know
plane.
How to pick up people. But
yes, you do.
Yeah, so...
Too bad you can't pick up.
Shh.
I'm kidding. Go on.
Anyway.
Sure you can.
We went camping. We went to... where was it? I forgot.
Doesn't
already.
Matter.
Anyway, there was a lake, and the campsite was... It was all right. It wasn't the greatest.
It wasn't the greatest.
It was just pavilions. There was, like, no shade besides in the pavilion.
Yeah,
and we were the only ones there, which was kind of cool.
That was the one thing I liked about it is that we had it all to ourselves.
We were completely alone, so we could just
same
be
with
as
the,
loud and obnoxious as we wanted.
Yeah, same with the beach for the lake. That was fun. You know, I'll just rehash the story if I already told it. We found a bear, or I found a bear. I looked at Gavin. He was like, "I see that too. What is this?" We walked up to it.
Didn't I find?
It was
didn't sitting, I see it? And you grabbed it. Like, I pointed
it out.
I
saw it at the same time.
I think I pointed it out to you. And then
I pointed it out to you.
I don't remember. Anyway.
It doesn't matter, but yeah. I picked him up. Well, I went up to it. He was like sitting on this kind of makeshift bench. It's like if you're familiar with cement in like one of those metal sewer just tubes.
Yeah, it was like a cement thing. It kind of looked like the bone or like the spine of a large creature.
It was very strange.
I don't know how to explain it. It's very weird.
But it was just sitting down, staring off into the lakes or whatever, horizon. And I'm like, what if I took this home? What if on the small chance this thing's haunted? What if I just snatched him and just took him home, you know?
Any creepy things have happened since that trip with the bear?
Well, you remember, I won't say her name. Let's call her...
Taheen.
So when we played poker with Taheen, I showed her some of my ghost paraphernalia, and that bear was one of them.
Yeah.
And apparently, when she went home to her new apartment, she at like 12 in the morning, she texted me saying that her bathroom made some noises, I believe. And that her shower caddy was on the other side of the bathroom, and that some of her like shelves or maybe a mirror fell down as well.
Dang.
And then the next night after, she told me that her freezer door was open, and she doesn't know how that would happen.
That's creepy.
And I'm like, I'm
you
just thinking to myself,
the spirit that was in the bear onto her.
what if it was a bear? That's just so stupid. It's just a little bear, you know. I like to think anything like scary when it comes to that stuff just deflects off of me onto other people.
You don't get
it. I think that's how that works,
but it goes to other people.
Yeah,
I haven't had anything happen yet, so I don't know.
Yeah. Speaking of spooky, we watched the new Conjuring movie.
We sure did.
Like, you wanna tell your thoughts? I got some thoughts about it.
It was decent.
I was in it for the plot.
I think it was a good way to end the series. But as far as
I don't think they'll end it.
Well, no, they're going to continue making movies within that universe, but I'm pretty sure it's the last we'll see of Ed and...
The mainstream.
Of those two characters. Storyline. Yeah. The last we'll see of them. But yeah, I think they concluded their story pretty good. But as far as the jump scares and like I think it had pacing issues for me a little bit.
Yeah.
But I mean, it was decent. The jump scares were kind of predictable, but, you know.
Yeah, it was pretty formulaic in that sense. It was what you would expect a horror movie nowadays to be.
Yeah.
It's hard to find a unique one.
Pretty average.
I'll be honest.
Pretty average jump scares.
Yeah.
Did you have
your favorite, like, demon or monster in it, though?
I think the Annabelle growing and... The spoilers.
Spoilers.
Spoilers, by the way. The Annabelle scene where it grows and chases Judy. I think that was kind of fun.
That was pretty cool. It reminded me of like the It movies where he
would
just
exactly
like turn huge. Yeah. I'm like, oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
It was that, you know that, yeah, you already heard the spoiler alarm. You know that scene where she was pregnant, what's her name?
Ed. Oh, yeah.
No, Lorraine.
Ed was
There's
pregnant,
There's only two
yeah.
characters. Yeah, no, Ed was pregnant and he was going through his contractions. And he saw like that weird like pale demon thing on the ceiling.
Yeah.
And it showed up again, I think, when they were fighting the mirror.
I think so too, yeah.
That was cool. It was just very like it didn't have many like it was very basic. It's like your average SCP or whatever, but I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
It had no features really. It was just a creepy little thing. But yeah.
I think that's really it. Like
Yeah. That's about that's all I have. That's all I got in my Steam.
As far as me and what I've been up to, I think I'm good. I think I don't have anything else to say. So,
okay, all right. I am not just
Silk
currently
song.
Writing my agenda. Yeah, a Silk Song. Yeah,
Silk
go
song
for it, buddy.
Came out.
Floor's yours.
So
How's it? How is it?
It's pretty fun so far.
Tell the wonderful people. Spoil the first boss.
You fight a bug that flies.
That's crazy.
It's
wow.
the easiest
Who
boss battle
known?
I've ever fought. But to be fair, like it's supposed to be an intro boss, and like I'm pretty good at Hollow Knight, so like it was pretty simple.
Hey guys, stand back. I know me.
Although,
and I know how to handle
it. It's kind of, the early game so far is kind of hard. I can't lie. I've died a lot.
Like Dark Souls hard?
I don't know. I've never played it. Actually, I have played it. That's a lie. Okay. Maybe not that much.
Like, are you supposed to die is what I'm trying to say. Is it on purpose? Do you, like, gain more strength after each death? Or is there a skill tree associated with that game? Because obviously I never played the first one.
There's, like, upgrades and stuff you can get. But
okay. So you can just, like, grind the same boss over and over?
No. They're, like, permanent upgrades. And they're in specific spots. I haven't found very many. But
okay, so it's very story mode driven for that type.
It's a lot more linear than the first one, I'll say.
Yeah.
Like, the first one, it literally just throws you in, and you just kind of have to find your way. But this one, it kind of, you kind of, there's kind of a path you can go. But it's still fun. The platforming's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Kind of frustrating at times. But, yeah.
That's why I don't play it for the parkour.
I played a few bosses, and it was pretty fun.
How many hours do you have into it?
10.
Ooh, nice.
So I'm not crazy into it. But
it came out on Thursday. It's been 3 days.
Yeah, I would have way more if I didn't have to work.
Yeah, that's fair.
Anyway, okay, we can move on now.
Okay, all right. That was good fun talk, but now we have to get to the meat of the episode.
Yes, I love meat. Sorry.
You better be sorry, because what we're talking about today is semantics, huh?
Semantics.
Cue the music! Cue the dramatic music. Because this is the finale. We're not just talking about any type of semantic arguments or debates. This one holds a very special place in my heart. And hold on a second, what am I doing? Sorry. And what that is we're going to be talking about taco soup. As you would have guessed, my lovely co-host.
Yeah, I've known this for a while.
But before we go further, I must tell them the agenda. So the agenda is consistency. I imagine he'll bring it up at least once. We are tied. There's no way I can lose this round or this episode. And I'll be able to be the finale winner and choose the next season's theme. That's my hope. I'm pretty confident. I can do this. All right, I'm undeafening. All right, they know what they need to know. You know that I'm coming for you. We're tied.
Can I guess?
Sure.
Can I take my first? I'll take my first guess.
Oh, crap. I forgot you could do that. I didn't think about this. Wait. No.
My first guess is you get a point anytime I disagree with you.
Discorrect. Discorrect. Incorrect.
Discorrect.
Beep, beep. Discorrect. All right.
My second guess.
He's just going off.
Is any time I say taco soup is not chili.
Incorrect.
And I'll say my third. Thank you.
Okay. Oh, the stakes are high. And I'm even
Must
higher.
Be an easy agenda if you forgot that I could if guess I and you had that reaction. But
no, I'm just scared in general. You could guess it, but it doesn't mean you're close.
I'll save my third. It's okay.
Okay. This is a little different because obviously you can be basic and be like, oh, taco soup. Well, if you really want to give a good definition or put it on the spectrum of soups and broth like consumable dinner stuff, you would just put it maybe like a stew. But no, you and me are going to fight this out 1v1. Is taco soup a soup? Or chili.
Can we give the history of why we're talking about?
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works. and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Yeah, you give the history. You give the history.
So, I don't remember what brought up this conversation, but I know for a fact we were playing Rocket League while we were having this conversation.
I do. Yeah, we were playing Rocket League.
I think I just brought up taco soup because I wanted to talk about it or something. And I think you mentioned
either you had it.
I think you mentioned or asked or something if it was chili or something.
Yeah.
And sorry if you can hear my family in the background, but that's okay. and so we went on a whole thing arguing about whether or not taco soup is a chili, and like what defines a chili and stuff, which I'm sure we're gonna rehash today.
Rehashing it all.
Yeah.
This is breakfast, we're eating rehash breads.
And that's like really the only heated argument we've ever had, which is why we're making a whole episode about it, I guess.
Yeah, it's important to me because we never got to the bottom of it. I never convinced you. You never convinced me. That's our goals. It's just trying to convince each other that we're in the wrong. You know, we could come in the middle, but that's just too easy. That's not how life works.
I have to pick a side.
We got to get to an answer. I have to pick a side. You can make me choose, and I got to get you to choose. Okay. So not only are we talking about this, I ran a survey at work for the people I screened. I screened, I believe, 60 or 61 people.
Dang.
And I tallied down, because I asked them the exact same question I'm asking you. Is taco soup an authentic soup or more so a chili? Do you want to know the results?
It's probably mostly yes. Or like everybody says it is a chili.
Yeah. 40 people said yes to a chili. I think 12 people said yes to it being a soup. Or actually, no. 12 people said it depends, so maybe. And 8 people said, or 9 people said, it's a soup.
Okay.
So a lot. So there's even more people saying it depends. Which, you know, they are correct. That is a correct answer. But that's not the answer I want. And that's not the
that's the answer
come to
that
today.
I have. So I'm intrigued on how I'm going to.
Okay. So hold on. When I first heard of the taco soup, I'm like, okay, you're pulling my leg, Gavin. That doesn't exist. How American are we?
It's not a very common dish.
It's apparently pretty. I think there was only one or two people I asked that question to that didn't know what I was talking about. Everyone else knew. So that must be a Utah thing.
Is it a Utah thing? I don't know.
I feel like it is for how many people was like, oh yeah, I had that the other day. I'm like, what? You did too? All right. Yes. Searching up the images. Let's just get a rough description of the ingredients and how it looks. So how would you explain this?
A traditional taco soup is,
I'll explain
the way my mom makes it? Because that's the important thing.
I mean, you'll be biased towards your mom's cooking, and I would be too, because I bet she makes pretty good taco soup. But
should I do
how does she make it?
Classic recipe, or should I do how she makes it?
Do both.
Okay, hold on. I got to look it up.
All right.
Actually, I could ask my mom.
I can tell them the, go, leave.
Okay, I'll be back.
All right. So, yeah, I have no idea if many of you know or have known this dish existed. But when I look at pictures of taco soup, I've never had it. We talked about this a year ago, is when he, like, mentioned it, and I was just shell-shocked at, like, whoa, this exists? And it looks like there's predominantly corn, black pinto beans, refried beans, or just regular beans, whatever the brown beans are called, avocado, and then you got your ground meats. Some people make it with turkey, from what I've heard. There's a little bit of cilantro, maybe a little bit of avocado, some corn, if I haven't mentioned that. And when you look at a picture of it, it looks like a chili. Like, come on. There's no way that people are calling this a soup. I'm not letting that slide. Now, what people might be considering, what you might be saying, is like, hey, Ashton, look how watery that is. Even with the consistency, it still looks very chili-esque, chili-like. I wouldn't even say it's a stew. I wouldn't even make it in the middle. It's not a stew. It is a chili. It's just a wannabe soup, or a soup undercover, a soup incognito, you know? Just in disguise.
Hi, I'm back.
Or of a soup, I mean. That is the chili. Hey, what did she say?
Okay, so the way my mom makes it is, instead of how a traditional,
I didn't really tell them the recipe. I just told them what was in it and the basic. They have an idea of what it is. So they know.
No, I don't think so either. Okay. So the way my mom makes it, right, is typically chili is stewed.
Stewed?
Here, let's look up what makes chili chili.
Okay. Yeah, I'll search that up. What makes chili chili?
I'm not going to do the AI overview. I'll go to Reddit.
I got AI and then Reddit. Those are the only two things I come up first.
Yeah, the very first comment, chili is a stew. Stews are thicker and require a longer cooking time.
Okay. So
they rely on tough
cuts
of meat.
Stew.
And it breaks it down into gelatin, which thickens it and leaves tender piece of meat. It's usually seasoned with dry stuff. So like chili peppers and chili powder.
Cayenne powder, probably. Paprika, I imagine.
So yeah, the difference is chili is stewed.
Mm-hmm.
My mom's gonna be a background voice for me. So the way she makes it is typically she uses a broth.
Yeah.
And she puts, it's very liquidy because it's got like, you said corn, right? So like corn, and you don't drain the corn. You would just throw.
The main difference is consistency.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, yeah. And flavor. Liquidy.
Taco soup is thinner and seasoned with taco seasoning. Well, chili is thicker, chunkier.
I think the seasoning changes it as well, because chili is like, as I just said, chili powder and like other stuff. But with taco soup, you would use taco seasoning.
So yeah, with taco soup, you don't cook slowly in a closed dish or pan.
Yeah, taco soup. How long does it usually? No, taco soup is not spicy. I think the meat is also what makes it different.
You don't usually put corn.
What meat? I mean, ground meat is what I'm seeing for both most commonly.
She uses. Oh, I guess they would both use ground beef, huh?
And also,
I mean, your mom might make different tacos.
What?
Well, she does. That's an argument you're making here. Because she could use like turkey, chicken.
Well, you could, but. Or Fritos. I like dipping Fritos in chili.
Yeah, that was the top tip I heard.
How long does it typically take you to make taco soup?
Most people say they use Fritos or just like nacho chips.
Because
like,
I'm sure you've made
scoop
both,
it in there,
right?
Put some sour cream on top and boom. Yum. Oh, obviously both have cheese.
Yeah, both would
use cheese.
I'm pretty
sure I've said that. Yeah.
There's tomato in taco soup as well.
Yeah.
And that
they
adds
use tomatoes
to the liquid.
In traditional chili. Hello, let me search up traditional
chili.
Yeah,
but chili. I think the tomatoes are different in chili.
No, they are different, but they're still tomatoes.
Not really, because they're...
Yeah, dry chilies, aromatic spices, garlic, cumin. Oh, it's cumin, not cayenne pepper, I think. A thickener. Like a flour towards the end. I see. And you don't use flour in a soup. Traditional chili doesn't use ground beef. That's not... What? It uses beef chuck roast or stew.
The answer I'm looking at on Reddit says sometimes they use.
That's crazy.
Over most of the U.S., you will find a tomato-based bean stew with ground beef. I think bean, as well, changes it too.
So
you don't put beans in tomato soup.
No, wait. Does she put beans in her taco soup?
You don't usually put beans.
Or is it traditionally taco soup has beans in it?
Oh, you do? Never mind. But they're like whole beans.
Yeah, most taco soup usually contains bean. Black beans or pinto beans.
You gotta wait for the thing to thicken.
How similar?
Yeah. All the liquid gets, it gets absorbed into the meat. And yeah, because I think the broth is really what makes it not a chili. Because you typically don't put broth in chili.
No. I mean, I bet you could, but it wouldn't be traditional.
You could, but it,
broth and make it thicker with some corn flour or whatever. Yeah. Back to this. What was the initial question we were asking? Were you trying to find out the differences specifically? Oh, no. You were trying to figure out the recipe.
I was just throwing out throwing out like what laying it all on the table, what makes a chili and what like makes a soup a soup, kind of.
True. Now, so first we got the dissimilarity. Oh, hold up. Hold on. I can't see that word. We got the, the differences. We got the discordance of ingredients and cooking for the reason why those dishes would be different in your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good argument. I'm not really going to fight it because, yeah, it all depends on, like, you know, how watery or how thick it is.
I'm going to look at this taco soup recipe and see how it's how they make it.
Like, what's the wateriness of it?
The wateriness?
Yeah.
Like the, I think he's just trying to think of the word of liquid. I don't know.
No, not the word of the liquid. It's,
like, the consistency?
The thickness of it. Oh, yeah, the consistency of it, I guess. But, like, what was I going to say? Those are, like, what would differentiate it in my mind. To the degree to call it a taco soup versus a chili. Now, let me explain to you the similarities as to why taco soup is just a wannabe soup and it's just really a chili hiding in disguise. It's just a lazy way to make chili. That's all. And if you're in a Tex-Mex mood, you would opt for that.
I already have an argument, but I'll let you.
Okay, so the ground meat is the base. It's what, you know, has the two in a relationship. The chili is going out with the taco soup, and the taco soup doesn't know that it's related to the chili. But slowly, as they start to date each other and, you know, get to know each other, the taco soup starts to learn that, oh, chili also has beans in it. Chili also can have corn. It can have cheese, a lot of cheese, so much cheese. He just smothers himself in cheese at night. I don't know why, but he's just a man of cheese. He has a lot of similar spices like me. And chili starts to figure that out as well. Chili says to himself, what if we were like distant cousins? What if she's my cousin? What if I'm dating my cousin? And it gets to the point where they search up their genetics on familytree.org, and they make that connection. Whoa, she's not my cousin. She's my sister. Separated at birth. Because for some reason, some lazy guy decided to be like, this is not chili. This is a taco soup. And somehow he warned Hell's Kitchen with that weird invention. But yeah, there's no way. I'm not letting it slide. This, the taco soup, it's a disguise. What can I say? It's a chili. You can't fool me.
Okay. My first problem I have with your analogy is that you're generalizing the taco soup.
I am. That's true. Just because but it's there's just another like a person, common.
Just because there's another person that's white that has the last name does not mean that.
Telling me from experience, buddy.
No, listen. So you just put taco soup into one category when there's multiple different ways it could be made. You know what I mean?
Taco soup is such a specific thing, though. I bet there's traditional family recipes. And there's new, edgier recipes to make. Same with chili, you know. Chili has a bigger history in my mind. Lifespan as well. But, like, taco soup, it feels, like, pretty straight and simple. More or less.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
And that's what makes it different. because chili is not usually simple. You know what I mean?
I feel like what I'm so my argument would be that taco soup is just how would I say this? It stems off, it branches off from chili, not from soup, but from chili.
I will agree with that part. It does stem off, but it can stem off so far away that it becomes its own thing. It's not related to chili, hence my mom's recipe, because my mom's recipe is not a chili. But I will say there are taco soup recipes out there. There's one I'm looking at right now that's more like a chili than it is a soup.
But now I need you to convince me. I need you to tell me that taco soup is in fact a soup. That's the argument.
I don't know if I want to. I don't know if I want to die.
Show me
the
error of my ways.
I don't know if I want to die on that hill.
Die on the hill. Lift the veil off of me. I need to see. Give me clarity.
My only way I can argue this is using my mom's recipe, not traditional taco soup recipe.
That's the thing. Your mom's recipe is unique. And I would agree that your mom's recipe would not be considered chili.
Well, I'm losing then because I'm losing the fight because other tacos, because I've looked at a couple now and they're more related to chili.
Woo! This one look at this. I'm beating you down.
This one literally uses chili powder. What am I supposed to do?
It all comes back to chili, Gavin. You need to understand this.
What am I supposed to do?
It's just, listen, you know, sometimes when you wear your bra, you stuff in a little extra to give off the appearance.
Sorry.
Whoa. Getting political, are we?
I like that. I don't know why I said that. Anyway. Okay, continue mocking.
Yeah. What was I doing? Yeah, that chili is wearing that bra. And that bra is showing the guys that, like, hey, I may be chili, but I look like soup. You get my drift? These analogies is what's really like helping you make those connections in your mind. And I know your brain is elastic enough to do that. It's got it. It understands me. We understand each other.
Okay.
And that's why you are now in the belief that predominantly with the traditional taco soup recipes, I would consider them to be chili and you would too.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think what changes it into a more of a soup is when you add broth to the recipe. Because the ones I've been looking at, ones I was looking at, they, if I remember right, they didn't have broth at all. So, or they didn't have that much broth.
Yeah.
So, I'm looking at a Reddit thread where some guy is like, I'm making taco soup and its consistency is more like chili. How do I make it soup? And then people are like, if you want it thinner, you could just add broth. The broth is really what sets it apart, I think.
Yeah. At a point, some of these taco soups just look like a special type of, like, salsa.
Yeah, I'm seeing that too.
I'm not sure what they're called, but it's that salsa with the corn in it, and you just, like, dip a chip in.
It looks really good. I'm hungry.
Never had taco soup. We gotta get some.
I gotta get my mom to make you some.
Yes,
hers is
please.
So good.
Please. You know, I found out something else when I was doing my survey, that lasagna soup exists.
Lasagna soup?
Now, search up, this is also another kick in the pants, something I was, like, just aghasted by. Like, no, you're kidding. That's not real.
Okay, how do we chili it?
How
do we chili-fy a lasagna? How do we do it?
Look at the pictures. I think there is ground meat.
This is definitely soup, but it just looks like runny lasagna. I can't
lie. It is just runny lasagna in a bowl.
It does look good, though.
I'd eat it. There's more appetizing pictures than others, but I think I was.
Yeah, there's some of these are like.
And there's some like, oh, look at that string pole.
Ew. Lasagna.
Oh my, it's getting a little hot in here.
What else can we soupify? Yeah.
What else can we soupify or chillify?
Or chillify, yeah.
Hold on. Not exotic soups. What's the word? Outlandish.
You know what? I'll
soups,
just search up exotic soups and see what comes up.
Outlandish soups. Let's see what else.
I'm going to see what comes up when you get.
Yeah, this episode's not really about semantics. It's about soup. Taco soup.
Cod soup with coconut milk.
Coconut soup, actually, I think that would taste good.
I don't know. It depends on what you put in it.
Bird's nest soup.
Can't just be coconut.
Other languages I don't understand.
Meals that can turn into.
Oh, this fruit soup, technically. Fruit soup. It reminds me of the.
Hold on. I searched up meals that can turn into soups, and the AI overview says common meals that can be repurposed into soup include pot pies, roasts, risotto, and tacos. It knows! Wait,
pot pie? Hold on.
Yeah, how do you soupify pot pie?
Okay, I was going to say, I thought you were going to tell me, how do you not know what pot pie soup is? You absolutely uncultured buffoon.
How do you soupify pot pie?
But fruit soup looks good. It just looks like a cocktail can, and you just put in like thicker jello-like stuff in there, or like a custard.
I want to find
pot pie soup. That seems good.
Put I want to find fresh, like soups that are usually not soup.
Fresh biscuits or crumpets in there. Ooh, I would hit it. I would hit that. Oh wait, no, it would hit me. Wait,
what are you talking about?
I'm just saying, I would go for that. I would go for
go
that
for
soup.
What?
The chicken pot pie soup.
Ooh, wait, I gotta Google it. Ooh, it kind of looks like chicken noodle soup, but with like no noodle and more meat.
Yeah. Replace the noodle with more
That's
meat.
Technically what it is, I think. It's just chicken noodle soup, but more meat and no noodle.
Yeah, if you got rid of the crust on a pot pie, it's basically
the broth might be different too, actually.
That's what they're showing. It might be thinner, probably. It's thinner.
It looks
in some
thicker.
I don't know anymore. I don't believe it. Is this thin or thick? I can't tell.
Chicken noodle soup isn't usually thick. It's way thinner.
No, yeah, no. Chicken noodle soup is thin.
But
yeah,
the chicken pot pie looks way thicker.
My eyes deceive me. That's about the same as
meals
actual
that
Popeyes in
aren't usually soup that can be soup.
Soupify. At Brain Jam, we like to soupify every meal. What could we soupify? Could we soupify a burrito? That was that's the worst taco soup. Never mind. That would just taste. Yeah. We could soupify a pizza. Wait, hold on. Pizza soup. Hold on.
Pizza soup?
It exists!
Wait,
no
I got.
No way. Pizza soup. Oh, this is. Whoa. It actually doesn't look bad.
It looks like a...
I was going to dub on this. It just looks like a tomato-based soup.
Yeah, it literally just looks like tomato soup with just vegetables in it.
Just vegetables and your
basic... It's commonly made with sausage, toppings, tomatoes, broth, seasonings. And to really pizza-fy it, you add the bread and just get like bread...
Breadsticks?
Sticks.
Or bread.
Yeah, breadsticks. Yeah. And just
you didn't
dip
say
it in.
Six there.
I did not. I didn't mean to. Censor it. Anyway. But yeah, no. You would just get a bread stick and dip it in. That looks good, actually.
Yeah. It's the bread and the bees with you, apparently.
I like how we went from is taco soup a chili to what can we make? What can we turn into soup?
What can soupify? What can we soupify? But yeah, that's about all I got. That's about.
As far as topic.
First topic. I convince you. You're on my side.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah.
We're now
I'll
we're trying
agree.
To drink.
Traditionally.
Traditionally.
Taco
yes.
soup
cheers.
Is more along the lines
hey.
Of chili.
Hey, buddy. Cheers. Come here. Let's just high five. You're awesome. Whoa.
I read the room wrong.
You read me wrong.
I'm sorry.
Is this an
opportunity? Can we retry?
Yeah, we can. Oh, sure.
High five in 3, 2, 1.
Yeah, it's fine, I guess. But yeah, I got you on my side.
Maybe
too far on my side. So let's space it out. Yeah.
For the most
taco
part,
taco soup is a chili. We declare it here.
We have declared. We will be posting it all over social media.
It's a just declaration of honesty and factual integrity. And that's what we're here for. So it's what we represent, really.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that we can be the pinnacle of debunking. Yeah, we debunked that. Taco soup's not a soup.
Hey, can anyway. I guess the agenda one more time?
Yeah, I was about to end it, but go for it.
Yeah, that's why I'm guessing the agenda, because I knew we were coming to a close. I actually don't have a guess. Hold on, I gotta think. I just wanted to say that so I can intervene and try to guess one more time.
I felt like you could have been thinking of.
I'm gonna guess anytime I got heated.
Is that your final guess?
No.
What? Yeah, just...
Yes,
hey.
It is. Anytime I got heated over the discussion that we were having.
All right. That is incorrect.
Okay.
Buddy, pal, the agenda was consistency.
Oh, no.
You remember how I was trying to think of that one word I couldn't, you know, say. It was on the tip of my tongue.
Oh, you played me for
and it,
a fool.
And it just wasn't there. It
you
was
knew
consistency.
The word. You knew the word.
Yes.
Oh, well, he won.
I am the winner. Woo.
I only said it once, though, right?
You only said it once.
Okay, so I lost by one. I lost by one.
You only lost by one. No, you're a dignified loser.
I'm not much of a loser.
Yeah, you're only a little bit.
Only a little bit.
That only makes me a little bit of a winner. But still winner enough to
it's
declare
still winner
next
enough.
Season's theme. And yeah. Hold on, let me check. Next episode, we're not going to start the second season. We're going to have like a season or an episode.
We're going to have like a...
an update.
Yeah.
About the legislation we have here at Brain Jam. It's going to be
But
wild.
One thing we can talk about right now, because we're probably going to do it right now. Wait. Oh, the wheel's not... It? Never mind.
I don't want to spin that wheel yet. Yeah, no, I'm good.
You wrote down everything we talked about before, though, right?
I did. It's in my notebook.
Is there anything we need to bring up right now, since you won?
Because
I kind of don't remember what we agreed upon.
I mean, I get a wheel spin from now to the next season before the last episode's topic begins in that second season.
So theoretically, you could spin it right now?
I could.
But you probably want to save it.
Yeah, I'm gonna save it. We'll see how it goes next season.
Is there anything else?
But no, I think that's about it.
Cool.
Thank you everyone for listening. We appreciate you. I appreciate you. You know, I usually clown on you guys and belittle you, demean you, but you're really awesome. You know that? You're so
you guys
cool.
are so cool.
I'm glad you're here.
I don't think I demean you. Have I demeaned you? I don't think so.
I mean, demean, but not them.
Because you deserve it, but our listeners don't. So
I mean, some do, right?
Okay, maybe.
I've got you there.
You know who you are. When we demean you, listeners, we're not demeaning everybody that's listening. We're demeaning the people that get offended. Because
we're only scrutinizing
if you get offended,
those filthy ingrates.
If you get offended, it means it was true to you. So
yeah, if you got offended at any time of the season, it's because it's true. Whatever we said.
Whatever we said is true. I think I know what the theme's gonna be. I think I know what he's gonna choose.
I'll just say it. It's gonna be spooky.
I knew it. Cause
you knew it.
Next season will be
coming.
In Halloween.
It's creeping
time.
Upon us. Yes. All right. Yeah. If you have anything else, I'm just gonna close this out.
Socials. Is
cool.
that a host thing or do we just?
I mean, I can say it.
Okay.
All right, let's give that. Yeah. Let's make that the host thing.
Yeah.
So we know next time. Go to our Instagram if you like cool posts. It's Brain Jam Podcast, all one long length of a username.
Pretty sure
we got our YouTube, yeah. Brain Jam Podcast. It's all in the description, really. And then we got our Discord. Join it if you want to, I don't know.
Talk. Join it if you want to join the Discord.
Yeah, that's...
There you go.
Yeah, that's what that is. Exactly.
That's what it's there for. It's for you to join.
That's a choice. It's in your pocket. Take the blue pill or the red pill. It's all you. But yeah. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you soon in
Bye.
The next season.
Bye.
AI agents are everywhere. Automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.